Here we go. To the screen today. Got a message, a special message. Because Terry Lee Clark is just a very, very special person in my life. I have six in my family. Say six.
Six.
So you'll know. Does he have brothers and sisters? How many? How many is in the family? Six. I'm one of them. Janice, the oldest, then Ann, then Ray, and Terry, and Kenny, and then, 7 years later, Gary.
Hi.
Amen. But in my family, and we all love each other, we don't have any friction, bitterness, anger. We were raised by a drunk woman. All right? Listen, you ain't got no excuse for that mess in your life and in your family. You hear me or not? You can believe what you want to, but you don't. Listen, we don't have that in our family. Are they perfect? No. Most of their life, they've been screwed up. What's that got to do with anything? Amen. But in my family, the one that seemed to reach to me when I needed help was Terry. My mom and dad divorced when I was 11. But I personally never saw love in our home. I never saw any love. Never saw mom and dad kiss and break, none of that, ever. Saw anger. And when I was 11, they divorced. Which didn't mean a whole lot different because I never saw much of them anyway. But then a man started coming in on the weekend shacking up with my mama. And I'm a little 11-year-old, 12-year-old boy. And my brother, I don't think, liked it too much. And he lived about 20 miles away, 15, 20 miles up the road at that time. And he would come get me on the weekends and get me out of Dodge. That's a good brother right there, isn't it? Amen. Praise God. And do you know what? Over my life, he's always been here. Even current day struggles, you can expect Terry to ride to town. Amen? How many believe that? Amen. Amen. So that's my brother. So I got a special message today. I'd like to talk about the love of brothers. Say that with me. The love of brothers. Let's talk about it. See what we can learn today from the Word of God and also from just maybe an example that we have here today. Well, we learned that verse together this morning. Let's say it together. Let brotherly love continue. That's the whole verse. For you that say, I don't know the Bible, I can't understand it. Come on, here we go. Let's try it. Here we go. Let brotherly love continue. Let's get it down. How many think you got it already? Y'all are so smart. Here we go. Let's do it. Let brotherly love continue again. Let brotherly love continue. One more time. Let brotherly love continue. Have I got on your nerves yet? Yes, you're nodding. Good, good, good. That's the way you learn. Amen. Let's talk about it. There's not a whole lot of great examples of brothers in the Bible. How many Bible scholars we got in the room? You're careful, aren't you? We got some that have given years. Met a pastor this morning here visiting today, and many have given years of their life to study this book. I'm going to tell you something. There's not a whole lot of great examples of brothers in the Bible. Okay? But you're telling me to let brotherly love continue. Would you show me something? I need help. You hear me or not? I look in the Bible. Look at it. Cain and Abel? Kidding me? One kills the other? Jacob and Esau. Tricking one, lying. Then fighting and scared of one another as they get older. Remember the story? Joseph and all his brothers. You see what I'm saying? It's crazy. Yes, but Benjamin and him, don't you remember? Benjamin was little. What am I saying? I'm looking, and I can't find them. Moses and Aaron. It's not that they didn't get along. I don't know. There's just, you know what I'm saying? They worked together. He spoke for him. They did things. I understand that. But the love, do I see it? Maybe. James and John in the New Testament. I see their name up here. James and John. But you know what? I'm not really sure because their mama wanted him on the right hand. Remember the throne? Remember that stuff say? I'm like, I'm looking. Maybe Jesus and his brothers, his half-brothers. I don't know. I see a little bit, but mostly I see it after the fact that they believe. You understand where I'm coming from, yes or no? But yet in the church, we call each other what? Brother and what? What is it? What does it look like? How do I do it? Families are all screwed up. Even the Bible, I don't see it. Help me here. Amen? But somehow God commands us to love one another as what? As brothers. Sure He does. Look at it. A new commandment, Jesus speaking, a new commandment. I guess because the old thing, I just didn't see it. A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another. How? As I have loved you, that you also love one another. Incredible verse. Say it with me. Verse 35. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples if you have love one to another. Can we say that again? By this shall all men know that you are my disciples if you have love one to another. Then John 15, these things I command you, say it with me, that you what? Wow. I'm to have that kind of love for you and you for me. But I'll tell you what, that love of brothers thing, it's hard to find it. Let's go with it, Raj. There are seven churches in the book of Revelation. That last book in the Bible, Jesus speaks to John on the Isle of Patmos, appears to him in some kind of vision, and he gives him letters to write to seven churches. The last two churches, the church of Philadelphia and the church of Laodicea. Two churches. Now, don't let me lose you here. Don't go to sleep. It's not that long. We can do this. Hang in here. Here we go. The church at Philadelphia. Tell me what Philadelphia means just because you know it. It's the city of what? Well, look at that. I think I found some somewhere. So let's investigate just for a moment, not long. You can do this on your own or get our series on the last days and all that kind of stuff. But let's take a quick peek. Revelation 3. And to the angel or the messenger of the church in Philadelphia write, these things says he that's holy, he that is true, he that has the key of David, he that opens and no man shuts, and shuts and no man opens. I know your works. Behold, I've set before you an open door. No man can shut it, for thou hast little strength, and you've kept my word, and you have not denied my name. Not going to get into a lot of detail. Here's the point. Philadelphia means brotherly love. Or say it with me. It really means this. Say it with me. The love of... One more time. The love of brothers. And you can read the rest of the passage and dig deep. But here's my point I want to make. Philadelphia means the love of brothers. Jesus has nothing bad to say about this church. When you look at the seven churches in the book of Revelation, He has some correction, some instruction, some commendation. Okay? But to the church at Philadelphia, He has nothing bad to say about them, only what? Say it with me. Commendation and what? Only what? Commendation and... It sounds like He likes this brotherly love thing. You hear me? He only had commendation and approval. That's the sixth of the seven churches. Now, don't let me lose you. The seventh church is called the church at Laodicea. Now, don't do anything, Raj. How many knows? You were so good at Philadelphia. How many knows what Laodicea means? Just holler it out. Do what? Where'd you learn that? Right here, baby. You got it, baby. Amen. Yeah, most people don't know what Laodicea means. Let's look at it. And unto the angel or messenger of the church of the Laodiceans, Jesus speaking to John, write this. These things says the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning and the creation of God. I know your works, that you are neither cold nor hot. I would you were cold or hot. So then because you're not, because you're lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will what? What's another word for that? Vomit. You out of my mouth. Ooh. That don't sound too good, does it? Because you say I'm rich. I'm increased with goods. I don't have need of nothing. And knowest not that you're wretched. You're miserable. You're poor. You're blind. You're naked. Wow. Philadelphia means the love of what? Brothers, what does Laodicea mean? Let's learn it. Laodicea means, church, listen to me, people judge. Or, say it with me, the what? Say it again, the? One more time, the? Does it sound like Jesus is likes this church a whole lot? Yes or no? No. Jesus has nothing what? Good to say about them. You can read the whole passage. Check it out sometime. He has nothing good to say about them. Literally, he says, I will vomit you out of my mouth. Now, this isn't really the message. We're just having fun. Here we go. Philadelphia means what? Laodicea means what? Let's stop right there and let's practice. Philadelphia means the... Laodicea means the... One more time. Philadelphia means the... Laodicea means... What Jesus says about the love of brothers? Delicious. Delicious. What he says about here? Vomit. We don't even like that word, do we? How many have ever done that? How's it taste afterwards? Nasty. I want you to remember that next time you're mean to somebody in the body. You don't love. Are you kidding me? That's how you taste. You hear me, church, or not? Oh, yeah. Oh, he didn't put this here just for nothing. Delicious. They were humble. They were proud. They believed God's word. They believed when God said they're supposed to love one another, they did it. They doubted God's word. Oh, I don't really have to do that. I don't have to love like that. I don't have to be that way. They openly confessed Jesus through their love for one another. That's how men will know you're my disciples. But they didn't. They diminished or denied Christ. Even though they said they knew God, they really didn't show that they knew God because the picture wasn't working. They were right. They were wrong. They would forgive. They would resent and build up animosity. And I'm going to be ugly right now. I don't mean it. But I'm going to do it anyway. If you want to be a person in this church that builds up animosity against me, there's 8 doors out of here. Find one of them. I'm looking to spend my life. The best, I think, years of my life, I'm in them right now. I'm looking to get up on Sunday morning and come to a place where people love me and I love them. That's how I want to live my life. You hear me, church? Just the way it is. And I know you might not be used to that. There needs to be some friction. There needs to be some going-ons in the church house. Well, I don't like that. Because that's not the example that I had. God told me to love. like a brother. Well, you just happen to have a pastor that's not screwed up in that department. I know what it feels like. You understand? Good stuff. I told you I was going to get ugly. Didn't mean to get ugly. Here we go. Come on. How many likes to spend time with people who resent you? Can you just help me here? Get to go to dinner with them tonight. Yay! You see what I'm saying? You don't like it either, do you, church? No. I looked at the Bible, and I could have spent a lot of time looking at all kinds of verses, and we'd have been here all day because your Bible's full of this stuff. Commands of God on how we're to love one another and treat one another. And I just picked several. Would you say it with me? We're going to look at several. Not going to be too long. Our love is to be what? One more time. Our love is to be what? Look at the Scripture. You've already learned it this morning. Let brotherly love what? Continue. Well, I loved somebody last week, and that's enough. I used to love the church I went to way down the street. Is that going to cut it, church? As long as you're on planet Earth and you're a believer in Jesus Christ, you are to let brotherly love continue and continue to be a steady part of your life. Amen? Yeah, but I loved a lot and I didn't get appreciated. Help me here. Amen? Let brotherly love what? Our love as brothers and sisters in Christ is to be what? Steady. Consistent. Keep looking. Our love is to be what? One more time. Our love is to be what? First one was what? Steady. And our love is to be now what? Deep. Seeing you purified your souls and obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned or unpretentious love of the brothers, see, say it with me, that you what? Love one another, help me here, with a what? Pure heart. How? Fervently. Deeply. We're to love one another with a pure heart. And then there's a word right on the end. Man, we're to even take it what? Deeper. Brotherly love. Amen? That's incredible. Do you know what? He loves me deeply. Period. You can't argue with that. You don't have a leg to stand on. It's the way He loves me. It's the way I love Him. You understand? Our love is to be what? One more word. Our love is to be special. Now listen, if you look at this little book in the New Testament, it's the book of Philemon. It only has one chapter. That's it. It's about a man who owned a slave. And the slave really did the owner wrong. But he became a believer. And Paul admonishes this slave to go back to his owner. And then he talks to the owner, who is also a Christian, to receive and love this person, not as a slave, but as a brother. That's what this little book's all about. Now, not now as a servant, but above a servant, a what? A brother what? Special. Especially to me, but how much more unto thee, both in the flesh and in the Lord. We are not to love each other based on our position or status. You know what I'm saying? Seems like the more money you get sometimes, the more love you get. Until your money's gone, you're going to see how many people really love you then. You hearing me? It's better not to have any of that crap, excuse me. Any of that status junk. You love freely. You love poor. It doesn't matter because I am in Christ. You see what I'm saying? That person matters. You know, well, I work here, well, I work there, well, I work here. Well, what does it matter? Without Jesus, you're all going to hell. Amen. You understand? Our righteousness is all His filthy rags. He saved us. Man, I need to treat you special. Are you all right? Y'all not sleeping on me. Come on. Our love is to be what? Clear. Now, these are my words. They're not the best, maybe, but I'm trying to make a point. Our love is to be what? What we learned so far, I'm forgetting. Steady, deep, special, clear. What's that mean? Jesus speaking. If you bring your gift to the altar and you remember that thy brother has aught against you, leave your gift before the altar and go your way and be what? First, be what? Reconciled to your brother, and then come and offer your gift and get all spiritual on us. Amen? What does that mean? We need to keep the way clear in our relationships with one another. Does that make any sense? Did I hit the nail? Did you get it? It needs to be clear. Yeah, but I don't like him because they did so. Can you clear that up? Can we clear that up? Can we just go ahead and clear that up? Can we go ahead and work on clearing that up? Say. That's the way the church body of Christ, Jesus said, that by this shall all men know you're my disciples, if the group of believers clears those things up. Because it doesn't happen out there. You understand? And unfortunately, it doesn't happen in here, inside the body of Christ, as a rule, in different churches. You understand? Our love is to be what? United. This is a great little psalm. You can read it all in like a minute. Psalm 133. Three verses is all it has. Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together in what? Unity. Keep looking. It's like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, that went down to the skirts of his garments. What language. As the dew of Hermon. I've been to Israel many, many times. Seen big old Mount Hermon out there. As the dew of Hermon, as that dew descends upon the mountains of Zion. For there is the Lord. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. God's just trying to paint a couple of pictures on how beautiful it is for brothers and sisters to dwell in what? Unity. The love of brothers. I guess loving your brother is a little more than saying, I love you, right? That's what I'm learning. Our love is to be what? Ready. Would you say that with me? Our love is to be ready. One more time. Our love is to be ready. So let's review real quick. I don't remember them. Steady. Deep. Special. Clear. United. And what? Here I am. I'm ready. What's that mean? A friend loves at all times. Say it with me. And a brother is born adversity. I believe that verse is teaching. I think so many of us have grown up in screwed up families. We think more of our friends than we do of our family. We think that verse means a friend loves at all times, but a brother is born to cause me trouble in my life. And it depends on what side of the fence you're sitting on when you read that verse. Well, I'm going to tell you what side of the fence I'm sitting on when I read that verse. A friend loves at all times. But a brother is born to help me with trouble. See the difference? A brother is born to help with trouble. I wrote down in my office, I wrote all this week. I believe that's why my brother Terry was born. If you ever doubt why you were born, you can always know. I know one reason I was born. To help my brother when he has been in trouble. Isn't that great? That's what we're to be doing. You understand? Instead of being a place when people come and we judge them, Jesus didn't like that too much, did he? Say, remember? When people come and they're hurting and they're in trouble and they've done wrong and it isn't right, we know that. Is that going to fix it, us telling them that? Or maybe loving them and helping them. Do you see how the church works? Say. God said, Jesus speaking, this is a new commandment. This is a new commandment. Amen. That you love. How, Jesus? I can't see it. I don't see it in these guys, in the Old Testament and stuff. I know it was there, but I can't. You love as I love you. You love each other as I love you. So our love is to be what? Ready. I believe the love that Terry and me have for each other is what God wants us to have as brothers and sisters in the family of Jesus Christ. I believe the love that we have is what God wants us to have in the body of Fellowship Church. You understand that? I believe that. Sitting in my office this week, I was thinking, trying to find me some help from some brothers in the Bible. I didn't find a whole lot. And then I looked at us. And I thought, that's what we need. Amen? I've been able to experience that. Keep looking. My message is almost done. So I took a pen. I'm in my office. I write on a pad. This is how I do my sermons. I don't use a computer. I check my email and can barely peck. That's about it. It's not that I can't. I choose not to. I'm hard-headed. So I use the old pen. And I write these things down. It took me a minute. 1 minute is all it took. Our relationship, so that you can see it and maybe experience it and feel it because you didn't get to see it maybe in your home, maybe you didn't get to see it when you look at the stories in the Bible. I just want to show you just real quickly what I wrote in about a minute. Wasn't very hard. What is the love of brothers? This is just me writing. We don't hurt each other. We help each other. Did you get that? Is that too high above our head this morning? We don't hurt each other. Love of brothers. We don't hurt each other. We what? We help each other. That's number one. I'm still writing. We don't criticize each other. We encourage each other. Could he criticize me? Absolutely. He chooses not to. He chooses rather to what? Encourage me. Can we criticize each other? Yes or no? But can we choose rather to what? Encourage. Do you see how that love of brothers works? Say. We don't resent each other. We forgive each other. Have I ever done something to him that was hurtful? That was wrong? Yeah. But I'll be honest, I don't even think he can probably remember it. See, no, he can't. And I can't remember him ever hurting me or doing something to me like that. That's the beauty of forgiveness. Real forgiveness among brothers has a way of washing stuff away. Isn't that a beautiful thing in the church? We don't forget each other. We remember each other. It's not like every day we text each other or every day we call each other. Hey, bro, how you doing? But occasionally I'll get a call from him or a text and he'll say, like he did not long ago, I was going through the Dairy Queen. And thought of you. But you think it's because I like to eat ice cream so much, which is true. I have a problem with this. Okay? But he thought of it a whole other reason. Because we would walk up to the Dairy Queen and I would hold his big finger. And that's what he's seeing when he pulls into the Dairy Queen. Remembering. You know what I'm saying? I don't want a church where we can just blow somebody off, where we can just walk right past somebody. We ought to take time to love on each other and to care for one another. Amen? Yeah, praise God. That's good. Amen. Yeah. Now, it sounds like I'm not criticizing us today. How many think I love this church? Come on. You know that. You know that. Absolutely. I'm just trying to show us and to help us. And we're not there yet, guys. We need to be encouraged. Some of us have come from screwed up situations and screwed up churches and screwed up families. And we look in the Bible and I don't see it there sometimes. And what do I do? I just want to help us today. And you can see it. This is how we to behave, not just here, not just like this. This is how we're supposed to do, right? Amen? We don't begrudge each other. We celebrate. What I mean by that? Listen, when something good happens in his life, I don't go, oh my gosh. Oh, I can't believe it. I don't get that. Yeah, I can't believe it. Did you know when anything good happens to him, I celebrate with him? When something good happens to him, I'm happy for him. When something good happens in my life, he's the first one that'll go, wow, that's incredible. It's fantastic. But I've been at church work long enough. We look down our nose at people because they have. Something good's happened to them. We can be jealous. That's not right, guys. You listening? We shouldn't begrudge one another. I had a beautiful thing happen this morning. A sweet sister right down here needed a job for a long time, so she got a job. That's awesome. And we prayed. We thanked God for it, didn't we? Yeah! It's awesome! And then, that was a few weeks ago, and then today, she said, hey, I got a promotion. And you know what we did? Celebrated. Not thinking about, I didn't get a promotion. What? We don't think that way. Not the love of brothers. Amen? Maybe this is elementary for y'all today. Maybe you didn't need this, but I don't know. I think we do. This is me writing on my pad. We don't despise each other. We love each other. There are family members, people in families, I've known it, they despise each other. Oh my gosh. I don't want no part of that mess. Amen? It's craziness. Amen? We love each other. There are churches in the name of Jesus Christ. Preachers stand up on Sunday morning, preach the Word of God. Choirs are singing. It's all happening. And people inside that body hate each other. You've been there. You know I'm telling the truth. That spirit is not welcome. That's a spirit of Satan. That's a spirit of Antichrist. It's not welcome at Fellowship Church. It's not welcome here. It's just not welcome here. I'd rather have less where the Spirit of the Lord is than to have more and all that mess. Amen. Yeah, praise God. Good stuff. That's the truth, man. Well, that's the end of the message. Our verse we learned, let what? I'm planning on loving Him to the day I die. Just the way it is. You know what I'm saying? And I can know He'll love me to the day I die, the day He dies. And then I know this about Him. When He's up on the other side, if I'm still down here, He'll be rooting me on. He'll be cheering me on. If He can find angels, He'll be trying to send them out for me. Brotherly love. The love of brothers. So now you're without excuse now, church. You can't pull no Cain and Abel line on me. You can't pull the Jacob and Esau. You can't pull the Joseph and his brothers. You can't say to me, well, Pastor, I don't know. Yes, you do. You saw it on the screen. And I've demonstrated it right here before your eyes today. Amen? Not to puff me up. That's craziness. But to help us at Fellowship Church to know what it's all about to have the love of brothers. Amen? Praise the Lord. Come on, good word today. Thank you, Lord.